sermons on hymns and carols. And I've gone for the old Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel. When I say old hymn, I think the original words are probably medieval. Certainly 14th century, maybe 12th century or even earlier. So these words would have been chanted by monks and nuns in their special liturgies in the last week before Christmas, in our country and other countries, many, many years ago. The tune is based on a simple chant which was probably around in medieval times as well. And it was in the mid-19th century that a man called John Neal devoted himself to discovering good old hymns, and this was one of them. So do look at it. It's in the hymn book. I don't know if we can get it up on the screen as well. It's number 493 in the White Hymn Book. O come, Emmanuel. And the information I've just given is actually there. Can you see? Just next to the number. Anyway, I like this hymn because of its rich imagery. The strong picture themes in each verse are from the Bible. All of them pictures of the promised king, the Messiah, foretold in the Old Testament and fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So that we can rejoice at his first coming and look to his second coming. I must admit, I don't always like this hymn, because sometimes it can be played in quite a dreary way. And really, it needs a bit of atmosphere, or a bit of life. After all, it's a heartfelt prayer for Jesus to come again, and it's an encouragement to rejoice, express joy, because he's promised to come again. So I think it either needs a darkened church and a very keen, expectant choir, or it needs to go fast enough to feel very much like an encouragement to rejoice. I think the band have chosen the second one of those for a minute. It is a thing of joy. God has promised his king will come again. Emmanuel, God with us, amongst us, it's promised, as it was in Old Testament times. And he shall come, as he did the first time. So sung well, this is the sort of hymn which can send shivers down your spine. And I remember singing it at Durham Cathedral when I was training for ordained ministry. It's a great reminder of hope in darkened times. Shall we have a look at it verse by verse? And we'll look at it verse by verse alongside a Bible, because each of the verses has a biblical root. So there's most of verse 1. It is verse 1. And this brings the imagery of a son being born and called Emmanuel. Anyone know where the imagery is from? It's the book of Isaiah, chapter 7. Just have a look, if you will. It's on page 705 in the hymn books. Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. Says this, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. So for the Old Testament people of God, even as Isaiah spoke of the pain of exile, Isaiah also spoke of future hope, focused in the birth of a child to a young maiden who would be called Emmanuel, the son, Emmanuel. And he would pay a ransom and set them free. So for New Testament people like us, we read Matthew chapter 1, verse 22. Do have a look if you would. It's on page 1 of the New Testament. We read Matthew 1:22 and see that Jesus' birth fulfills Isaiah's prophecy. He is the promised son, born of a virgin, who is the king who will pay a ransom and set his people free. You see it? Matthew 1, verse 22. All this took place, turning over, to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with us. So Jesus is the long-promised king. So let's rejoice, rejoice. And let's look forward to his second coming, when the ransomed shall return with singing, "Come, O come again, Emmanuel." So that's verse 1. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. And then the chorus. So can you see how the hymn works? Takes Old Testament imagery and feeds our own New Testament joy and expectation. Let's have a look at verse 2. Where's the imagery from with verse 2? Exodus, yes, the book of Exodus. Round about chapter 19 or so, where the people of God are gathered around Mount Sinai. The Lord is about to give his law, his word, and the weather was dramatic, and God, the Lord of might, revealed himself as awesome. That's the Old Testament. The law of Moses also pointed forward to another prophet, like Moses, in the future, who would bring God's word. For New Testament people, that is Jesus. He fulfills the law of God. Jesus is the humble and mighty one who will come again in the clouds so that everyone will see how awesome he is. So there, verse 2, using that Old Testament imagery, O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times didst give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. So we rejoice as well. And we call out, come, come, Lord Jesus. Okay, verse 3. Where's the imagery from? There's that strong picture. The rod of Jesse, or the stump of Jesse. Is it sometimes written? Anyone? Back to Isaiah it is. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Page 710 in the church Bibles. Can you see chapter 11, verse 1? A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his roots. So in the Old Testament, David was the son of Jesse, who was called from tending the sheep to win the tough battle against Goliath and the Philistine enemies. For us in New Testament times, it is Jesus, the son of David, who has brought victory over death and hell by his death and resurrection first time round, and who will come again and win the last battle. Can you see how the New Testament comes out of the Old Testament in imagery in this verse 3? O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice. And then verse 4. Where's this imagery from? This is much harder, actually. Probably the place you'd get it from in Christmas readings is Luke chapter 1, verse 78. Do you want to have a look? It's page 59 in the New Testament. So, Luke chapter 1, verse 78. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. So this is part of Zechariah's prophecy as John the Baptist was born. And it shows, well, it's an example really, of how the Old Testament people of God described the coming king, who they expected, as like a new dawn, or in old words, the day spring from on high, God's new dawn, bringing light to the darkness and into the shadow of death. So Jesus brings light into darkness at his first coming. He does in our lives, and he will. New Testament people know Jesus as the one who will come again as judge and saviour on the last day, establishing perpetual day and eternal life in heaven. And verse 4 takes the theme like that. O come, thou dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice. One more verse we've got is verse 5. The imagery of the key. Where's this imagery from, anyone? You've probably got a clue in the pattern of how it's gone so far. Yes, it's from the book of Isaiah, chapter 22, verse 22. I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. Now, for Old Testament people, looking towards the Messiah's first coming, it was about a king who would be right and good, just and true, God's king for them. And this key picture was a picture of authority. After all, the one with the key is in charge. And the authority of the Heavenly Father gives to the Son from the line of Judah. He will be king, God's king. Now, for New Testament people like us, as verse 5 makes clear, we know the key of David to be Jesus Christ. And we're looking for his promised second coming to be the key to God's future for us and everyone. Jesus is the key to the door to our heavenly home. Verse 5, O come thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery. Rejoice. Come, Lord Jesus. So five strong pictures. As those Old Testament people looked forward to the promised king, and five strong pictures which help us to understand Jesus' first coming in humility, and which help define our future hope and our expectation of Jesus' second coming as Saviour and Judge of all people everywhere. Rejoice. This future with Jesus is full of joy. And come soon, Lord Jesus. Oh, come, Emmanuel. That's the hymn. Shall we have a go at singing it? Lord God, thank you for this hymn. Thank you for all the good hymns we're able to sing because you've inspired people to write them through the ages. And you've inspired musicians to provide tunes for us to seek and worship you. Amen.
And